Hello and welcome to the Walk in Love podcast. I'm TJ.
And I'm Brooke.
And today we are going to share huge, crazy, big news that we are still having a hard time believing ourselves.
Clink, 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 clink.
That's me blinking as if it's not reality. Thank you for listening. Thank you for making this part of your week. Really means the world to us.
I can't figure out where.
Especially, hold on. Brooke's having technical difficulties.
There.
She just housed two baked potatoes like a champ right before this. So
I was hungry.
Feeling better. Thank you for making us a part of your week. Thank you for the love and the comments and the texts and the messages about Brooke being pregnant and the congratulations and
even the Amazon packages.
Yes, so we got an Amazon package of something to help her stop vomiting.
Sorry, I was in the bathroom vomiting and vomiting.
Not anymore.
She's feeling a lot better.
Knock on whatever I need to.
Wow, I thought you were a Christian.
I am, but I also cross my fingers. So just like, oh, let's just be safe. Yeah.
It was just really cool and we felt super loved and appreciated and we just wanted to say thank you for that. Also the most liked photo in our Instagram history, which was also kind of cool.
Yeah.
And I was kind of blown away by that. Brooke was unsurprised, unfazed as usual. Brooke was unfazed. TJ was the only one surprised and shocked and chagrined and chagrocked. It's a new word. You don't get it.
Sonny made up a word yesterday. Did you hear that?
No.
I don't remember the word. That's not the point. The point was June going, hey, where did you find that word? Where did you find it?
Yeah.
What does it mean? Where did you find it? That was her way of being like, I've never heard this. I need to know more.
We were at the park yesterday and we were playing hide and seek and they would count. And June has a made up for like, ready or not, here I come.
Oh.
It's not that. It's like light of the night, here we come, or something just so random. And she's
like, I think that's what they're
saying.
She's
just screaming it at the park with her whole heart. And I'm like, I'm just going to let it happen. I can't totally tell what it is, but it's like, it sounds like she's saying light of the night.
There's
light of the night.
Very good chance that's exactly what she's saying.
Anyways, we have huge news to share and we will get to it. But first we have little news to share. We are going to pause the 5 minutes with Brooke and TJ. We just don't have the space for it right now. You're going to understand why in a few minutes. And especially with the collection coming out, it's just like, we just don't have the time for it. And so we're going to press pause on it. We might bring it back later. We don't know, but just for now, it's just a
bandwidth thing. We just don't have it.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I wrote that word. I said, we don't have the bandwidth for it in the notes.
You really did?
Yeah. I thought you were making fun of me.
No, I didn't read the notes.
Oh.
I was truly saying, I only start reading them when I'm like, what is he talking about? And I'm like, oh, find
Thanks,
it on the notes.
Appreciate it. Yeah. Glad I put a lot of effort into them.
Hey, you really did say bandwidth. There it is. We're just in sync, babe.
So one of my favorite things about this week in like on the YouTube comments and just the messages was people who said that when they heard the news, they screamed and yelped. Like that to me is so funny because it reminds me, because Brooke and I have an ongoing joke in our lives. There's a scene in Arrested Development when...
The original season.
Yeah. Yeah, it might be season two. Yeah. Where Buster is in the stair car and he's got the hook for hand. Sorry, spoiler alert. And... Or no, Job is in the stair car and Buster comes and knocks on the window and Job goes, ah, brother monster. And I just think that is so funny to call someone monster who's like kind of just surprises you.
Yeah.
So anytime Brooke and I surprise each other, we call it, we go, ah, monster. And so that's what I picture when people are screaming, you know, that they found out. So, but because of that, we want you to record a little selfie video of the news we're going to share. And we'll give you time. We'll tell you to pause the video or pause the podcast. Find your camera or whatever and record and just send it to us because I just want to see the reactions because I think that's super fun. You don't have to do it, but if you want to, that'd be fun. We have a new segment alert. New segment alert. It's a new segment alert. What? A new segment.
You will never remember that.
I will never remember that.
3 months from now when we have a new segment.
That's actually the new segment. That's the whole thing. It's just a new segment jingle.
That was great. People are going to love it. Definitely have the bandwidth for that.
The new segment is called Brooke's Pregnancy Update. I think it needs a new name, but that's all I got.
BPU. Is that the same for anything?
I don't know.
Well, you never know. I don't ever want to Google any abbreviations ever. I'm like, oh my gosh. Monster.
So Brooke's pregnancy update.
Yes.
Is how are you feeling? Because that's going to be the question.
Better?
That's the question. How are you feeling? That's
how
you
are you feeling?
But how are you feeling?
I haven't barfed in, I was going to say a week. Is that true?
It's been like 4 or 5 days.
Been a while.
Wow.
And that's a great feature
yes.
of feeling better.
Yes.
Is the not barfing. Starting to crave like foods that are actually decent for me again. Like I've had three salads in the last 2 days, which is doing other things to my
body. I like it.
But
it's good.
It's good. It's all good. It's good. It's good. I'm feeling better. Yeah. I think baby's like the size of a lemon or some sort of smallish.
Yeah, it's funny. Fruit. In your first one, you're like, you know it. You know the size.
Oh, baby's the size of a chickpea.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. Like, what is a chickpea?
Do you really not know what a chickpea
is? No one does. So let's move on.
Okay.
Because it's the last episode of
what size do you think a chickpea is?
I guess like that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. It's not bad.
It's like something that people who act like they eat healthy put on their salads.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like
it's also hummus.
It's like a fruity food.
It's also the hippies that we eat all the time.
It's like, yeah, I eat chickpeas and kale. I like fruit on my salad, like strawberries.
It's delicious.
No, it's gross. Fruit belongs in a fruit salad.
You're
that's
gross.
It. Brooke and I are feeling feisty today.
You're gross. I'm going to go get a salad after this, and I'm going to put chickpeas on it just to show you. So the poor people who are going to see a photo of chickpeas on our salad, on our story soon, they're going to be like, what is happening to Brooke? And I'll be like, if you know, you know.
If you know, you know. Because it's the last episode of the month, we are going to share our Mount Rushmores of the month. This is really just a way for us to remember what we did all year long. So this is the Mount Rushmore of mountains of March.
Now the bird is falling. That's good. That's a nice.
Yeah. You just never know what that bird's going to do. Birdman.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Because he can sometimes.
It's Maui Powers.
Yeah. Maui Powers.
Okay.
Maui Power Birdman.
Yep.
So my Mount Rushmore March was one, announcing the pregnancy.
Yeah.
Super fun to do that and to share that. And on all platforms, like telling, I think we might have told our family and. February.
And very end of February, like the first day of March.
But like telling like just people you run into and like, you know, like that's just more fun. It's fun to tell people in person. Then it was fun to share it on the internet as well. Finding out the news that we're going to share soon. That is definitely a highlight for sure. The weather getting better and then Swamp Dragons pickup season starting. We played last night. It was glorious. It's so fun. It's funny. We're finishing off our actual season of indoor and when you have it, like normally we just play because it's just like we can actually play during the winter. Like we can't play outside. And so it's just something that gets us by. But man, the intensity that some of these grown men bring to an indoor soccer game is
not
like,
on your team.
Not on our team. Right. Our team is having fun. I mean, we play hard. Everyone plays hard.
Yeah.
You know, there's a competitive spirit about it. But some of like, for example, this last game got chippy for sure. Yeah, a little chippy. And these guys were playing rough and like fouls weren't getting called. And so you're just like, well, if a foul's not going to get called, I'm going to play, you know, I'm not going to just get pushed around.
Yeah.
That's kind of how the game escalates.
Yeah.
Like it came very apparent when I got pushed so hard that I went flying into the air, I was literally off both feet and like kind of like crashed out of bounds into the net. And it was like, oh, okay. So that's not a foul. So that's the type of game we're going to play here.
Right.
Cool.
Right.
I don't want to, cause I'm a 35-year-old man. You know, I don't want to get hurt.
Right. Got to eat more chickpeas.
Yeah, I should. And so at the end of the game, it was close. It was tied. One of our guys went in for the ball, got all ball. Like, I'm not just saying that he got all ball. Like it was pretty obvious.
I don't know what that means.
Like he didn't kick the guy's leg. He kicked the ball away. And the guy fell down and then like kind of hesitated for a little bit. And so you're like, when they hesitate, you're like, okay, what's about to happen has been is not real.
Yeah.
Because like if you get hit or you get hurt, you react immediately.
You can't help it.
And there was a slight hesitation and we all kind of saw it. And then he gets up and starts yelling. He takes off his cleat, throws it into the side barrier, then takes his shirt off.
Oh, nice.
And throws it into the side barrier.
Does he eat chickpeas or no?
No. And again, you know, these are men over their 30s. This man might have been probably in his 40s. Not the body of a man that I would say should take a shirt off. Like,
right.
It's, you know.
To each his own.
To each his own. I would put myself in that scenario.
Okay.
I'm not taking my shirt off unless I'm going in the ocean or taking a shower. That's it. Those two scenarios.
Yeah.
End of list.
Pool.
Pool. Sometimes.
It's hot tub.
Hot tub.
Debatable.
Maybe. So not a thing. And I've always been that way. Even when I was a young high schooler, like my friend, I had friends that were twins that we would always joke they were shirts off or off, you know, all the time.
Yeah.
Not my thing. Never enjoyed taking my shirt off.
Okay.
If we're playing shirts and skins at soccer, I am on the shirts team and I will coordinate it in a way that I have to switch teams every time because I don't like having my shirt off. Just, this is a fun fact.
Yeah.
We're just peeling back layers of the onion. Mm-hmm. And so then this guy throws his shirt and he like stomps off and I'm just like blown away that
somebody can get there that quickly.
Over maybe a hard steal.
Yeah.
Not even a foul, just like a hard steal.
Yeah.
And then to top it all off, he then came back, circled back to the player that stole the ball on our team and was like, dude, just apologize. Just apologize.
For what?
And that's the thing. He's like, for what, man? We're playing soccer.
Yeah.
And he's like, just apologize. And I said, I didn't. But what I wanted to say with my quick wit was like, are you going to apologize to everyone who just had to witness your tantrum?
Yeah.
Because that's what I would make my child do. And I get it. Everyone gets hot sometimes. But like, man, tone it down.
Anyways, tone it down, Tony.
Tone it down. I don't know if that's the name, but yeah.
Probably.
But the Swamp Dragons, we lost that game by one, which was frustrating. But it's okay.
Yeah.
We're actually undefeated. We've never lost. We've never actually been scored against. So it's pretty cool. last game on Thursday of the season. But I'm like, it was funny because we'd started the Tuesday night pickup that week. And the juxtaposition of like Tuesday, everyone's just having fun, being goofy. I mean, we play hard, but it's fun. Everyone's laughing. And then going to play Thursday and being like, oh yeah, we actually don't like this part.
Yeah.
We would rather play Tuesday if we could. All the time. So last Swamp Dragons game of the season on Thursday. I think it's going to go out with a win. Anyways, I don't know how I got there.
I don't either, but I was along for the ride.
there you are.
Are you saying see the world or see world?
I was sharing my Mount Rushmore of March and I got there.
I didn't get there. I didn't get to share mine.
Because Swamp Dragons outside is so much more fun.
Got it. Got it. Okay. Mine are going to the ultrasound. That's just fun to actually like be like, oh my gosh, there's a baby in there and it's moving. That's right.
And what's crazy is like the picture looks like June.
Yes.
Like even my brother, my older brother, Nick, thought that.
Yeah.
And for him to remember.
Like, no offense to Nick, but like I don't remember his kid's ultrasound photos. Sorry.
Sorry, Nick. but yeah, that was cool.
Yeah. Starting to feel better. What, like... I mean, the weather being nicer, but specifically like letting the girls be outside way more and then watching them play together so well, not all the time, but majority of the time is just super enjoyable.
And then the fourth?
And the fourth is what we're going to share later.
Wow. Yeah. For the girls, it's like, it's cool to watch them as they both get older, become friends. Like they're sisters. They've always been sisters. Obviously that's how kids in birth from the same mother work. Yeah, it's different.
Yeah.
Different way to say that. But it's cool. It's cool to watch them become friends. I don't know where I am today.
Yeah.
I think I'm like excited, nervous.
Yeah.
Excited.
I mean,
nervous.
You could also be adopted sisters.
Yes, I know that. And that's where I like, because I have an adopted brother.
Yeah. So you panicked a little.
I panicked a little. Sorry, Michael. Sorry, Michael, you're adopted, but we're still brothers.
Yeah. We're brothers.
We also added some new songs to the playlist, so you can go check those out. I'm actually going to link them in our Instagram link as well, because people seem to have a hard time finding the show notes. So If you go to our Instagram, it says like walkinlove.com/Instagram links. I'll put both playlists there.
Make
it easier to find. And it's been 2 weeks since we've updated you because we couldn't record last week. Sunny wasn't feeling well. She's fine now. So we haven't been updating you on these 2 weeks, but I think it was almost like, ordained that we didn't have a podcast last week because we've been working through something, something exciting. And because we've shared our rhythm, a lot of you kind of know what we do every week. To the point that I shared a picture of a burger on Monday and someone was like, it's not Wednesday. And I was like, well, we couldn't do it today. So we did it on Monday. Like, geez, are you behind me? Monster. we do have two really funny stories to share and I'm going to go first. So, cousin had a 1-year-old birthday party for his son, his second son. And a lot of our, it was my dad's side of the family. And so a lot of them were going to be there and I was going to tell them that Brooke was pregnant. She couldn't come to the party because she was vomiting.
I was in the bathroom vomiting.
And so I went there by myself with just the girls and it was a really fun party. And I started telling people, and I have an Aunt Lori who is really, really funny.
Yeah,
like she is. Super, super funny. She's just really hysterical. And so I told her and she was excited. And then Alton, who's one of my nephews, he's June's age. He was born
like 3 weeks before.
3 weeks before June. He was right there and he's like, well, Alton, you need to think of a name for the baby. And he was like, if it's a girl, I want it to be, it was an A name. Ashley or something like that.
Yeah.
And then he's like, and his name starts with A. So like anytime he gives a name recommendation, it's an A name.
Yeah.
And if it's a boy, I want it to be named Ashton.
Okay.
And then she's like, oh, those are great ideas. See if you can think of any more.
Yeah.
And so he ran off and the party went on and we were playing. And then Aunt Lori and I were sitting in two chairs next to each other eating. I think we were eating our dessert and Alton comes running up and, he's like, I thought of another name. Mm. And so we're sitting there with bated breath, kind of ready for this name. And he's excited to share it. And he's like, if it's a boy, we could name him Lucifer.
Bless him. He took a long time to think of that.
Yeah. And like one, he's six. So like he's been playing outside. There was a park behind their house. We were playing at the park.
Yeah.
But this whole time he's thinking, I got to come up with another name. Yeah, Aunt Lori has tasked me with this huge responsibility to name Brooke and TJ's child. And I am here for it. And so he comes back up. I thought of another name for the boy, Lucifer. Mm. Aunt Lori is stoic. She doesn't make any answer. I kind of went, and I said, well, Alton, I appreciate you coming up with another name, but we probably won't name our kid Lucifer because that's another name for the devil. And simultaneously on his face, you can see that he is struggling with one being turned down kindly, but being shot down and two thinking, oh no, I have made a huge mistake. I have sinned against my God by suggesting this name. And so it's like this half nervous smile accompanied by what I can only sound a dog whimper, like a dog, a visual dog whimper. Coming from this 6-year-old and he was like, and then he just kind of backed away, couldn't really say anything else, had to run and maybe find a confessional booth or something. And then Aunt Laura and I lost and she was like, you did a really good job. And I said, I can just picture him being like, you know what? Lucifer. That's a good name.
That's the one I got. I knew it started with an L.
I'm going to go tell him and be like, oh, that's another name for Satan. He's like, I knew it from somewhere. Yeah. And then Aunt Lori and I started just making jokes about just like, bro, Lucifer's raising hell upstairs. Can you come get it? So that is just an all time top 10 story that he'll be told.
It's one hell of a name. Yeah.
This is
baby Lucifer.
Oh
Makes my face hurt.
So that was probably the most amazing story that's happened in the last few weeks. Just unbeatable. He'll be reminded of that story over and over again for all of time.
Yeah, sure. For good reason. That's so funny. Mine isn't quite that funny, but Zenny, because she hasn't been feeling well, she's just ended up in our bed. I mean, she never ends up in our bed. Right. So she's ended up in our bed a few nights, just for a little bit. And then she always asks to go back to her bed.
It's like one night she had an accident. One night she just woke up kind of crying and sneezing and stuffy and all that kind of stuff.
So I just commit to like getting her, you know, taking her out of her room, putting her in her bed. I usually let her eat something like a banana or a clementine. And then I just know within like 30, 40 minutes, she'll be ready to go back to her room.
Brooke's amazing, by the way. I think they would just cry it out. I don't know if I'd ever actually wake up.
I don't know. You might.
But I'm a pretty hard sleeper.
Yeah. Anyway, so Sunny's in our bed. She's wide awake. Bless her.
First it happens. So you bring her into the room and then you went down to get her snack.
Yeah.
And she is in our bed. It's dark and her eyes are huge because she's like, you know, an owl seen in the middle of the night. And she turns to me. I'm like, monster.
Yeah, because you probably didn't know she was in there. So I brought up a clementine, and I brought up a couple things, and I asked her what she wanted. And she said that she wanted the clementine, so I start peeling it. And she's like, oh, you share with me? And I was like, no, it's yours. You can have it. You can share with me if you want. And I'm like awake, too. I'm just committed. I'm sitting up.
You've also been going to bed at about 7:45, 8 o'clock every night. Yeah.
Yeah. So I've already slept 7.5 hours by the time this happens. So I'm ready to go. And then she's like, oh, mom, you're really good at peeling clementines. I was like, oh, thanks, honey.
So sweet.
I know. She's like, and making smoothies and wearing hats. And I was like, thanks.
Because we have this rack with all your hats hanging on it in our room. I think she's just like
looking around the room. She's like, oh, there's the hats. And I was like, oh, thank you, honey. That's really nice of you. Hey, want to see how fast I can clap? And she starts clapping. She was just like ping-pong, just anything that she could think of. And then she's like, then she was laying down. And this is when she was talking to you. She was like, oh, Dad. My hands are black.
Oh, yeah. My hands are dirty.
My hands are black. And I know that they're not.
Yeah.
And so I'm pretending to sleep at this point, and you are the one who's awake.
What is happening?
Yeah. And you're like, no, honey, it's just dark in here.
Yeah.
You just can't see. So I see you get your phone out. You're like shining it on her hands. She's like, oh, I guess they're fine. You turn the light off. Oh, no,
they're dirty. I can't comprehend that, like, it's just a shadow.
In our room.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
then you took her back in and she went back to bed.
Yeah, which was great. But
watch how fast I can clap.
That was the best one.
So that's just like, those are just solid gold. And we tell them on the podcast so you can get a little laughing so that we can remember them because it's amazing. Mm-hmm. So we're about to share the news. We're getting there. I know this is kind of a long way to the well, but we are, and we try to, honestly, this is a part of Brooke and I's heart for the podcast family and just for what we share on the internet in general. It's like, we don't want to share, you know, we take nice pictures and we, you know, Brooke does makeup when, you know, does her makeup when she gets ready, like, and does try-ons and stuff like that. It's like, we try to, you know, we want things to look nice because we're trying to sell shirts. But we also try to just be as authentically ourselves as we can. And we try to, like one of our goals is like, if you meet us in person, you're like, oh, these are the same people on the internet. Like, I'm not surprised, because I've had this scenario where I've met people that I've known on the internet and I'm like, whoa, you are not that person. And that is kind of a letdown. And I think we can see that culturally happen in various situations when like news comes out about someone, you're like, oh, not what I expected.
Yikes.
And so we try to be, you know, we try to be who we are on the internet that we are in real life. So we often share things pretty close to when we're kind of going through them. You know, like I'll go to that, my integrated trip, and I'll come back and be like, here's all I learned. And then we'll share those stories. We'll share those practices that we're putting into our lives, as they happen. this is one thing that I feel like we are sharing so close
to making the decision.
To making the decision than we've ever done.
Yeah.
For how big the news is. And yeah. So this news and the forthcoming unraveling of it, or storytelling of it, is going to be as new to us as it is to the people watching. Like yeah. that's really what I'm trying to say, is like, we are sharing news that we're so close to making the decision of, that like, we're kind of still shocked about it.
Right.
And so we might bumble over our words and not really totally understand. And I think a lot of times when you step out in faith, like with what we're about to do, you're sort of along for the ride.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have a clear picture of why we're doing this or what it's going to look like, but
yeah,
here we go. So press pause if you want to record yourself reacting to this news, because I think that would be funny, but you don't have to. And then press play, because Brooke is about to share it.
We are moving to Maui for a year, starting June 1st.
Which is 62 days away.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's right. I kind of laughed over it. You can say it one more time.
We're moving to Maui for a year, starting June 1st.
I like it.
So do I. Well,
excuse me.
Yeah. So that is happening, which is crazy.
Yeah.
It still feels crazy to say it. I told some of the Swamp Dragons last night while we were playing, and they were just like, wait, what? I told my parents yesterday. I would have told them earlier, but they were in San Diego visiting my sister. And so why don't you tell a little bit of the story of how we landed here, and maybe I'll fill some things in and we'll unpack this.
Yeah, I mean, no intention of doing anything like this as of a month ago.
Right.
Like, that is a very true and honest statement. Yeah,
like, we have vacations booked this summer.
Yeah. Several that we have paid for. I'm like, ugh, gotta figure that out.
Might be giving away a vacation.
And so I would say to some degree, we have been looking for, thinking about, praying over, talking about what's next, specifically as far as like where we're going to live.
Right.
We've looked at some houses around here. We're like, are we going to build? Like, that conversation's not new.
Yeah.
That's been going on not quite a year.
And in a more seriously in a year, but it's like kind of always been a conversation we've been having.
Yeah.
Because like, we always look at properties, we look at cabins, we've looked at other things for, we thought we were going to move to Nashville at one point. Like, we've had this conversation before.
Yeah. So it's not surprising to have the conversation. We're like, whoa, what's happening to us? It was like 2-3 weeks ago. Does that make more sense?
It'll be 3 weeks on Sunday.
Okay. So almost two weeks ago. It was Saturday. It was Sabbath. And we weren't doing much that day. And I was like, I want to say I was in a terrible mood. I don't know if that's the best description, but I was...
Discontent is how I would describe it.
To the point of like being kind of ticked.
Yeah.
Like, I was just
I could
like,
tell something was off.
Duh.
Especially for Sabbath.
Yeah.
You know, normally it's a pretty chill day. It's a pretty relaxing day. There's not much anxiety because we don't have much planned.
Right.
And so I could tell that there was like some anxiousness and discontent is how I would describe
it. Yeah. And so, I mean, I kind of just went through the day, like just trying to like work through it and not feel weird all day, but I definitely did like a lot.
Yeah. Weirder,
totally. And so come Sunday, somewhere in between Saturday night and Sunday, I don't even want to say that like I had a thought, oh, we should move to Maui, because like that's not true. I didn't like consciously think it like that.
Right.
But somewhere on my insides, for lack of a better description, it became this like option, sort of.
Yeah.
And then come Sunday morning, I don't know what we were talking about or what we were doing. For some reason, you handed me the laptop to look something up on the computer.
Yeah.
And I jokingly was like, oh, am I looking up Maui real estate? Like, is that what I'm supposed to be doing? Like, again, like out of nowhere.
Right.
And you were like, yeah, okay. Huh? And then it's like, once I had said those words out loud,
yeah,
I realized I'm not joking. holy moly, I am not joking. Like, I didn't even realize what I was saying or starting to talk about or feel until it was like out there. And then it was like really clear. And then it was really scary that it felt so clear. Yeah. And so we just continued to talk about it.
Yeah. And you were like, no, for real, should I be looking at real estate in Maui? And I was like, yes.
Right. Like, question mark.
Okay. Yeah, like, you know, and then you were like, and then you asked the question because, you know, obviously we've been there twice. Every time we're there, I'm like, Brooke, why don't we live here? And you're like, well, we have family that lives around us. And I was like, I get that.
Yeah.
But follow up question, why don't we live here? And, you know, I say it as like, you know, sort of like a spontaneous thing. Like,
I mean, you say it. I mean, we've said that in other cool places, warm or not.
Yeah.
Like,
man, mostly warm.
Mostly warm. Yeah. But like, this is really cool. Why don't we live here?
And so you kind of went from Maui real estate, which is crazy, to what are Jeff and Alyssa doing with their house? Because the Jeff and Alyssa are moving to a different place in Maui, kind of a bigger property with like a bed and breakfast vibe and stuff like that. And you asked, like, are they selling their house? And I said, no, they're going to rent it. And you said, do they have renters? And I was like, I can ask. Like, are we, is this for real? Like, are you really asking me this?
And I was like, I don't know, but yes, please
ask. So I text him and he's like, yeah, we already have renters. And he's like, why, you think about moving to Maui? And I said, apparently Brooke is. And so I'm kind of just like along for this ride because I'm shocked. And so we text him and we're just like, I don't know. You know, kind of like,
are you saying see the world or see world?
And Jeff is so enthusiastic. So he's like, oh dude, do it, you know, bro, like all the exclamation points, all the things that he does. And, and I'm like, okay, maybe, you know, and so Brooke and I start talking about it and, it just feels like it's becoming like, oh, are we doing this? Is this becoming clear? Is this crazy? Yes, this does feel crazy. And so we were just like feeling this, like, I don't know, stirring of the spirit. And actually that's when I posted that Instagram, which people thought was about pregnancy now, which it's not.
Yeah.
It was about this, about just like, we feel like the Lord is stirring something up inside of us. Please pray for us. And I have a Bible study with my dad on Monday. And so I went there and I was like, you know, how do you tell your parents, hey, pray for me because I might be moving to an island in the sea, you know, without getting their like personal feedback. And so I was like, Dad, you know, Brooke's feeling sort of stirred up. Like, you know, my parents, we were born in Southern California. My dad was a missionary in Germany. So our whole family moved to Germany at the ages of 1, 3, 5, and 7. We moved back to California. And then we moved across the country to Pennsylvania when I was in 5th grade. So like my parents are not, they haven't been planted in one, like Pennsylvania is the longest place that we've ever lived. And so, you know, I was like, he's got a lot of wisdom on this. Like he's done some big, bold, audacious things because of his faith. And so I was like, what do you do when you feel like the Lord is stirring you? Like, how do you get clarity on that? And he was like, well, one of the best sermons I heard was on faith and sort of living by faith and walking by faith is like, it's like driving at night with your headlights on and you can only see as far down the road as you drive. And so as you drive with your headlights on, you're going to, and as you walk by faith, you're going to start to see things more clearly the closer you get to where God is calling you to go.
Yeah.
And so that was huge for me. Sorry, Dad, that you kind of convinced me and Brooke to move to Maui, but
that's
not true. But like, that was just like so helpful. And just like the Lord speaking through you to me and to our family, which is just so beautiful. And so I came home and I told Brooke that, and I was like, why don't we just like act like this is going to happen? And if doors open and more of the road is lit up, let's just keep driving down that road and see where it goes. And so we text the Bethkes again and we were like, hey, how long is this person renting? You know, when is their lease up? Like we're very comfortable. We've been to their house. We stayed at their house. We're like, we know it. It feels like safe and secure. And so we were just like, what does that look like? Would you ever be interested in renting to us?
Yeah.
And they were like, well, they're going from July to July. And so Brooke's like,
for us, it'd be next July, July 2022.
And you were just like, I just feel like the Lord is saying, is pushing this.
Yeah.
You know, like we're going to push the gas driving down that dark road.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay. And he, you know,
we kinda sat with that for like a day or two. Everything's like a day or two in between.
And then he texts us back a few days later. He's like, I just found out my neighbor is moving. They got something going on. They're going to be gone. they want to rent their place. We were just having a conversation. I told them about you. Are you interested? And we were just like, it would start June 1st.
Yeah. Well, and before all that, in those in-between days, I mean, we had landed everywhere from like, okay, so we're going next July.
Yeah.
Like whether it's their house or not, yeah. Like that's the timeline.
Yeah.
And then we landed on like, no, we'll go more like February and yeah. We'll try to find somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, but baby will be born here, blah, 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 yeah. blah, blah. And then I just kept saying, yeah, like I can do that. Like, yeah. I can wait. I can plan for that and save for that and all the things. If I could just like best case scenario, I just want to try it and I want to try it sooner.
Yeah.
Like I want to still have the guts to go.
Yeah.
So I feel like the timeline needs to be like sped up.
Yeah.
And then we sat with that for a day or two, like, okay, I mean, that sounds great, but
how do we do that? Yeah.
And then that text came.
And so it was just like these confirmation moments of just like, and I don't say this lightly. Brooke has not made many declarations of like, hey, I think this is where the Lord is leading me in our marriage. Like they are few and far between. And so when she does, my ears perk up, goosebumps. I have goosebumps. I even have them now talking about it, which is helpful that I'm wearing this beautiful sweatshirt available April 9th.
And 9 p.m.
And 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And so like when she says stuff like this, it's not like I have tons of ideas. I throw them out all the time. You know, there are times where I feel like the Lord really is stirring me, but, and I try to really make those known, but I talk a lot about a lot of different things. Brooke does not do that as much. And so when she started talking about this, I was like, man, I need to listen. We need to be here. Like, let's just walk this out in faith and see where this leads. And it just shows how deep the Father's love is for you, Brooke, that like you started making these sort of like statements, bold statements for you, like not easy statements for you to make.
Yeah.
And that they were confirmed within almost a 24-hour period every time. Like that is incredible. Like that doesn't happen to people often. And so it was just like this confirmation of just like, you know, let's give this some voice and some weight behind it and let's see where it goes. And bam, here it is, here it is, here it is. And now we find ourselves saying in 62 days, we're going to move to Maui for a year. Yeah. And what? and the craziest thing is like, this was Brooke's idea. This wasn't my idea. And honestly, it wasn't either ideas. I think it was, I do think the Lord kind of just put this on our hearts. And so, but the crazy thing is like, I think a lot of times when we feel like the Lord is stirring us, we're like, well, he's stirring me to do this because of this, for this reason, et cetera. And I don't know how often that is actually true for people because I think a lot of times we don't see what's in front of the headlights. Like the headlights aren't, the high beams aren't on, you know, the low headlights are on. And so we can only see as far as we're going to walk. And so we have no idea.
No, I mean, we know where we're going to stay.
We know
some specifics like that.
But we don't know the purpose, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Like, other than just like being obedient.
Yeah.
Like that is the purpose. And I think a lot of times that's where our faith ends up living is like, we may not have the full picture or the full image or, you know, but we just have to be obedient and we have to walk and drive through those dark times to just see what happens. And it sounds crazy. Like we are going to have our third child in Maui.
Yeah.
And that was like
on Maui.
Yeah.
Right.
On Maui. Yeah, I guess. Yeah. On Maui. Oops. Sorry guys. I'll learn. I got a year to learn. And it's just hard to fathom, but I don't really have a point to this other than just like, this is what we're doing. It sounds crazy. It feels crazy.
Well, yeah. Can I,
yeah,
to the ahead. Crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, we can still say that question and I think people know what we mean. We're like, oh, is it crazy?
Yeah.
But like, I would say maybe four or five days ago, I was like, okay, we keep saying that question and I get it. I get what we're trying to say, but like, that is not the question we should be asking ourselves because does it sound crazy? Well, to who? To us, to other people, to like what, to whatever scenario? Probably. But I think the better question to ask was like, will we regret it?
Right.
And instantly you and I were both like, no.
No.
Like, well, we knew the answer to that so fast.
Yeah.
And so that was just a nice little.
And will we regret not doing it? And the answer would be yes. And there is a part of following God that you and there are moments we may remember in our faith journey where like, I should have listened. And those will stick with you longer than I did listen, and it didn't turn out quite like I imagined it to be. Like, at least I listened. At least I was obedient. At least I got into the boat.
Yeah.
Because if I wasn't in the boat, I would have just longed for it from the shore.
Yeah.
And so we just feel like this is us getting into this boat. Literally, we'll, you know, our van will go on a boat to get there. And just trying to be obedient to see what the Lord has for us. And you know, I keep telling Brooke, it may be for our marriage. It may be for our kids. It may be for our family team. It may be for our business. It may be for something that we have no idea.
Right.
You know, it may be for a lifelong friendship. Like, we don't know what is there, what the Lord has in store.
Yeah.
But we do know, and we have the choice to be obedient. And so we're going to step into that obedience, and that obedience will bring peace. And we will just see where it takes us.
Yeah.
So that's what's happening.
What?
Yeah, that's what's happening.
I know. I don't have much else to say.
And so because what was cool is like, so we're going this.
It's literally happening pretty much as we're talking about it.
So what was cool is like, we were going through this. Hold on. I think the song's going to play. And the song comes out by Lisa Smith and Elisa.
Alyssa?
E-L-Y-S-S-A.
I'm sure it's Alyssa.
Alyssa.
Spelled with a Y.
You know, if I fall, will you catch me? If I get lost, will you find me? I feel afraid of leaving what's safe, but I can't stay here. If I fall, will you catch me? And so we start, I just ran it like,
you just put it on. It was new music.
My Friday rhythm is to find new music and play it in the morning.
Yeah.
And so I look over to Brooke. I'm listening to the song. And I look over to Brooke and she's essentially weeping, trying not to barf.
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Are you going to read it all or no?
If I walk through that doorway and the look on their faces, I'm crazy. I'm learning that risk feels like mistakes, but isn't that called faith? And if I fall, will you catch me? And if I fall, will you catch me? Sometimes the valley looks too low. Sometimes the mountain looks too high. There must be more than what I'm seeing. How can I know if I don't try? If I fall, will you catch me? If I get lost, will you find me? I'm afraid of leaving what's safe, but I can't stay here. If I fall, will you catch me? Will you catch me? Will you catch me? And what if the doors all close and lock and I find out I chased a mirage, wondering if I even heard you at all? And what if the cost is too high to pay and I'd rather you take the cup away? I second guess if the choice I made was worth it. And then I think this is where Brooke started crying. But what if heaven is cheering me on? David's pleading, sing your song. Mary's shouting, waste it all, he's worth it. And you will catch me, you will catch me, and you will catch me, you will catch me. And you and say you'll catch. Oh no, you'll catch me, you will catch me. And that is sort of the heart. I mean, I can't imagine a more perfect song.
I wish we could play it, but we can't
because
of copyright stuff.
Yeah. A more perfect.
Please go listen to it.
Yes, a more perfect song to describe what these last 2.5 weeks have been for us of like, is this faith or am I chasing a mirage? Is this real? Is this your word? Is this what you're saying to us? Or are we blind and just thinking it'd be nice to live on an island near the beach? Or is the cost too high? Because the cost to live there is pretty high, you know? And so like all of these scenarios are just swirling through our brain. And maybe it is, maybe it's not meant for us. Like maybe we are making a mistake. I don't know. But the goodness of God is that he will catch us and he will love us through our valleys and through our peaks. And all that we can do is be obedient to him and give our lives fully to him. And if that means we have to pay a little bit more to live there, if that means we have to sacrifice not seeing our family as much or whatever, like he is worth it. Mary is saying, waste it all. Like do it, do whatever you can. All out for the glory of his perfect goodness and, you know, sing your song like heaven's cheering you on. Like, man, those are just powerful words for us as we enter this season. And it's just overwhelming. And like to think that we can share this season with you and share this journey with you is even more overwhelming. Like, you know, we're just two kids. Like, that's how I feel. Like, I just feel like we're just, you know, just two kids trying to figure out what the Lord wants from us. And so we're just going to keep walking through open doors and see where it leads us.
Yeah.
It's just wild. And so, yeah, so that's where we are. That's what's happening. I would say that, like, as we've walked through all these doors, this sort of verse has been in my heart and on my mind. It's just like, it's from Philippians 4:6-8. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And that's what we feel. We feel this peace of God that just is kind of surpassed all understanding, all knowledge. And so while it seems wild to tell people this, you know, like I told some of the Swamp Dragons last night, and they were just like, wait, what? And I was like, I know. But it's just like, we feel the peace about it. And yeah, we feel like it's where the Lord has led us, and we're going to walk through those doors. And that peace, it reminds me of when we decided to stop selling t-shirts. Like, that's kind of where I feel like. And so I actually went back and I was like, let me find I think I wrote a post about that. And so I am going to read part of that post, which I just feel like, obviously some of the language is a little bit different for what we're doing. But I feel like this is a good description of kind of how, where our hearts are and how we feel. And so this is a post from 2018, after we decided to stop selling shirts. And it says, the reason I feel great is because obedience brings peace. A lot of us live much of our lives fighting against making hard choices. Yet when we lay it all down and choose obedience, that's when true peace comes. Yes, I have fears. I have some fears of the future, like how am I going to make a living? But that type of thing seems small compared to the greatness of a God who's called me by name, loves me completely, and gives an abundance of grace and peace when I finally listen. I'm not heartbroken about moving on. I feel content and full of hope for the future. And that is that. Yeah, that's how I feel. And so,
yeah,
you are along for this ride, podcast family. and so there might be a few missing episodes coming up because we have 61 days to sell, pack, store our stuff, rent our house,
do some
of that kind of like maintenancey stuff. But we feel good. We feel excited. We told the girls two nights ago. June is very excited.
Yes.
You know, Sunny doesn't really understand what's happening.
No, she thinks we're leaving at any moment.
Yeah. She had
we're going to Maui.
Yeah.
Can I bring this?
Yeah.
I'm like, honey, we're just going to the grocery store. You can leave that here.
But June's excited. Obviously, you know, there's some situations about it she doesn't understand. Like, she'll miss cousins and friends and things like that. But
yeah,
I do think it's going to do wonders to our family, and just like, it's going to be an adventure of a lifetime. And we only have one lifetime. And so we're going to take that adventure. So if you guys could pray for us as we sort of walk through these doors and try to understand what's going on and trying to be obedient and listen, that'd be awesome. Good news is we'll probably have a giant yard sale. So lots of old Walk and Love shirts will be on the market.
Lots.
The better news is that April 9th, we have our first collection of 2021 coming out. So we would love the support. We don't do ads on the podcast because you guys buy t-shirts.
Yeah.
And because you're the podcast family, we give you an extra discount, which is the code Maui. We're just going to use the code Maui.
I like it.
And you can save more than the normal code that we send out and share various places. So thank you for listening to this kind of unpacking of what's happening in our lives. and we're super excited.
Yeah.
Anything to add to this?
No, sorry. I wasn't expecting to cry, and then crying right now makes me feel very gaggy.
Nice.
So that's why.
Sorry, I was in the bathroom vomiting.
So
I feel
very blessed.
No car, though.
No.
The car might be all the work that we need to get done between now.
And then.
And then, but it's very exciting, and we're super excited, and it's crazy. It's not crazy. It's obedience.
Yeah.
And it's bringing a peace that surpasses all understanding. So let me end with an encouragement. If you feel like the Lord is calling you to do something and you've been kind of wrestling with it and fighting it, like, there will be discontent in your spirit because of that. You will feel that sort of tension, that sort of, you know, friction. And just be obedient to God. Yeah. Like that, you know, that will bring a peace that you just can't really explain and you can't comprehend, but it's there and it's ever present and it's amazing. And it just fills your life with joy and hope and for all things to come. So that is it. That is the huge news. It's out there. It's out there on the internet.
It's out there.
My parents know, your parents know, my family knows, your family knows, the Swamp Dragons know, now the internet knows.
Yep.
And Dodo knows.
Yeah.
Dodo.
She does.
Well, thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of this.
Yes.
It's incredible. Mm. Okay, I love you. Bye.